You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, one of the best things in the world, I'm sure you'll agree, is reading online reviews that people have left.
Yeah.
Normally it's better if it's an angry review at a place, and the reason that they have put an angry review is just such a petty reason.
Yep.
Like it doesn't even, like, I was reading, there's a review of a cafe that I go to quite often.
Mm.
They got like a 1-star review because the nearest, they didn't have toilets.
Oh.
Or something. And I was like, there's a public toilet block like 20 meters away.
So they went tip tap tapperooing on the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
The angry ones are good. I am much more, I've got a bit of a refined taste when it comes to online reviews.
Okay.
So
you only like the finest of online reviews.
Yeah,
that you read with wine and smoked cheese.
The real delicious ones, the ones that are really tasteful, are the ones where it's like the guilt trip happens. So it's like, I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed. Those are the ones that really get me. Because,
like the parent trick, like when you're angry, when you've been naughty as a kid.
But when they've been written down in online review form, it's just something deliciously broken about it.
Well, Simo, see if this tickles your fancy online review taste buds.
Here we go.
An American guy in Thailand is reportedly being sued by a resort because he's left multiple bad reviews on websites such as TripAdvisor.
Multiple. I'm sensing an angry boy, if I'm honest.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you like to know the... I've got the review here that he left.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
That he's supposedly in trouble for. Whatever reason, I can only find a very blurry kind of screen grab off it. So I think, I hope I'm reading this right, but it says, 1-star review for this particular resort. Unfriendly staff, no one ever smiles. They act like they don't want to be there. The restaurant manager was the worst. He's extremely rude and impolite to guests. Find another place to stay. There are plenty with nicer staff who are happy to have you staying with them.
Righto. It's pretty run-of-the-mill there, if I'm honest.
And pretty stock standard as far as bad reviews go.
That's it.
But the resort in question weren't happy with it and have now filed a complaint.
Yeah.
And this guy, if found guilty, is facing up to 2 years in prison.
Hot damn.
For leaving
a bad review. Can you do prison time for it?
Apparently, so, I mean,
Did you do your research? How does that happen?
Before today.
Yeah.
I would have said no.
Hmm.
But now having seen this, supposedly yes.
Super concerned about that.
I should say as well, there are also, if you go on to read the article, the resort is also claiming he didn't pay for various things.
That's
which is probably where the whole prison thing comes
that's
from.
That's where prison is, yeah, for sure.
But still, if we ignore that for a second, just imagine that in a prison. Oh, what did you do? Oh, I robbed a place. Oh, you do? Oh, I hit a guy, I don't know. Oh, what did you do? Oh, I left a passive-aggressive review on a resort's website.
So is that why you were on the internet last night? Because when I asked you what you were doing last night, earlier this morning,
I was just leaving multiple bad reviews. Long story short, this is me.
I thought you were maybe deleting some, that you were going through your accounts and just doing a quick check.
No, however, you have raised a very good idea.
I'd be going and having a look, especially I myself am not a leaver of negative reviews. I am a serial kind of like 5-starer. Like if there's a star option, that's as far as I'll go.
Mm.
Don't ask me to like put my thoughts down. Not interested.
Mm.
Just give me an out of 5. That's what I'll provide you.
So you give a lot of 5-star reviews?
Yeah, that's all I'll do.
Give me about 10 minutes and I will be the same once I've deleted all the 1-star ones.
Simo and Jordan.
Taking you to space. Da, da, da.
Like, I'm pretty sure we're not actually going to space. As much as I'd like to float around for a little bit.
Now, today, NASA is launching something to the International Space Station. We're in the midst of it. They're preparing to launch it as we speak.
Not necessarily unusual for NASA to do. NASA, that's kind of your job. If, like, a local dentist was launching something to the International Space Station, I would be surprised.
Very true.
If NASA is...
Good. It's very
less of, this is just another normal Tuesday at NASA.
Quite difficult to get good dental work on the International Space Station.
I would imagine so.
How do you get a filling? There's no gravity.
That's a very good point.
So how do you fill up the tooth?
I mean, you're raising many issues, and I've got to be honest, I'm not the man to answer them.
The $23 million system that they're shooting up there.
Just to clean astronauts' teeth?
No. I'll tell you what it is in a sec. So it has cost $23 million to build and create this thing. And it is, my friend, a universal waste management system.
Okay.
It is, a.k.a. a toilet.
Right.
Yes.
Did they not have one on the International Space Station until now?
A space junk exuding vehicle shall be sent forth into space.
What were they doing before? Because there's like astronauts on the International Space Station at any one time. There's always some there.
Yeah, no, I did some checking.
So it's like, have they just had to hold it?
No.
And then just the second they get back to Earth, hi, good to meet you, family. I'll see you in a moment. Just give us 2 seconds.
That'd be rough. Re-entry all of a sudden takes a whole nother meeting. So they had one.
Okay.
I did some research. Utterly frightening what they used to have to do. They had like a bit of a hose scenario for the gentlemen and the ladies.
So normally a hose, it would spray out water on your garden.
Correct.
This is like a reverse hose.
Yeah.
And this is taking liquid.
And it had a fan in there to create airflow.
Okay. So your junk, to air it out.
Your junk was near like an industrial fan, which is slightly worrying.
And yeah, then, when it's floating around as well in gravity.
So they also had one of those for number twos as well, getting the business done. This thing, however, is 65% smaller, 40% lighter than the one currently in use at the space station. And can support larger crews. So the toilet will launch to the space station today as part of a routine resupply mission.
Well, I mean, that's good, I guess, for all those involved.
Isn't it fantastic that, because, you know, kids at schools have been blowing up toilets for years.
Well, I never did it when I was at school.
Well, you know, you're a very nice boy. However,
how many toilets? What did you do? After lunch, you got double maths, and then have to go blow up that toilet.
So, isn't it nice that NASA finally have like a department for it?
Well, hopefully, this toilet doesn't blow up.
Just doing our final checks on the space toilet. Are we all set to go? Yes, Roger. That we're set for go on toilet.
That conversation probably happened at NASA.
It's probably happening right now.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And another great archaeological dig has been done, Jordan.
You've become really interested in this in like the last couple of weeks.
So good. I've always been interested, but now I've just like, I'm going to bring this to the people. I'm going to bring this to you.
Don't get me wrong. It can be very fascinating. Yep. A lot of them as well.
A lot of them is just a guy with a shovel.
Very boring.
So this time, over in Saxony-Anhalt State, Germany. So the mother country.
Germany, where the mummies roamed back in the day. And everyone knows there were pyramids in Germany.
Well, sorry to offer you information.
There were actually pyramids in Germany.
No, but there were some old stuff, right? So
there's old stuff everywhere.
Yes, but it is the home of, I'll have you know, I've been to a place called Dresden in Germany. Mm-hmm. It is the home of the ancient Saxon kings. Now, that means if you're a white boy, that is where your people come from.
Okay.
All right. Now, a 1,500-year-old grave complex was uncovered in Germany in what archaeologists are describing as the most important excavation in the last 40 years in Germany's history, right? Now, full-on stuff. The tomb is an ancient burial site, obviously dating back that far, and it features an unusual arrangement. Now, get around this. This is frightening. A cauldron at the center of the tomb, which is encircled by the remains of 6 unknown human beings.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
I can tell that you're very much excited by this.
As if you would dig that up.
That is a good point. It does sound like you're about to kind of awaken a curse or something like that.
Yeah, Germany, a cauldron, and 6 dead bodies. Nice.
So what, have they found, what, gold or something? Or well, what was a cauldron?
Yeah, they found some gold relics and stuff. They reckon it belonged to a Germanic lord 1,500 years ago.
Right.
And, yeah, I don't know if I would probably be putting the dirt back where it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then putting some witches' hats up.
No, don't do witches' hats, because witches will come in, you know, the curse. And you have to put some bollards up or something like that.
The witches will get ideas.
But, Simo, you say that you will be leaving the dirt there, not disturbing it.
No way.
I would also be doing that, but for a different reason.
Why is that?
Archaeological digs are boring.
No way. There's no way. What shape or form is that boring? Frightening.
Okay, well, let's just... Okay, so that bit makes news headlines. What about the other 90 days where he spent doing... Oh, I found something. Oh, no, it's just a bottle cap.
That's true. There is a long lead up to when they actually find all the stuff.
You really have got... And you've got to do that long build up as well.
That's right.
There's no way of going, oh, can you just tell me where the mummies are and I'll just dig them up?
It's insane, Jordan. The extravagant tomb holds the remains of numerous animals, including cattle, dogs, horses, as well as valuable gold and silver artifacts, and furthermore, surrounded by 40 to 60 graves, and in the very center is this cauldron.
This cauldron must mean
I don't know. But you'd be rinsing it before you cooked with it, wouldn't you? Like at home, if you took it home, probably give it a quick scrub, maybe chuck it through the dishwasher.
I mean, maybe it's not a cauldron for cooking. Maybe it's...
Oh.
Well, think about it. All of these animals and stuff were buried around the cauldron...
Yes.
Maybe the cauldron will unlock the meaning of life or something. I don't know. Maybe not.
Well, it's a bronze cauldron as well, so that'd be too heavy for your dishwasher, I assume.
I wouldn't recommend putting bronze cauldrons that are thousands of years old...
That may be cursed...
In a dishwasher, yeah.
Then your dishwasher
will be cursed.
Simo and Jordan.
And you're a very politically minded individual.
If by that you mean I don't really follow politics at all, then yes.
Yeah, but you also, obviously, a glance behind the curtain here. So you were the panel operator for John Laws. So you've heard a lot of political stuff. Now,
I've met Pauline Hanson multiple times.
Recently, have you kept up with the whole koala stuff?
No, well, kind of I have. Kind of seen bits and pieces.
Really weird, really odd.
I don't... One party's trying to get rid of koala area, like koala national park.
Well, you know more about it than me.
Another party's trying to keep it. That party that was trying to get rid of it, so I said, no, we will keep it, but then are still secretly getting rid of it. I think... I could be wrong, but I think that's...
The extent of my knowledge is that people are angry about the koalas, and it has brought me...
They're probably not angry at the koalas. The koala is very cute.
I've had enough...
No one can be angry. I've had enough of you and your cuteness.
Honestly,
leave me alone.
I'm sick of seeing Blinky Bill and his stupid voice. Can you...
To be fair, Blinky Bill's voice is annoying.
It is quite high. Stop
also,
that.
Why is a guy in his late 20s, are you still watching Blinky Bill? You're not its target demographic.
You know, Blinky Bill and Splodge, they can, you know, get lost. Now, a Brisbane business, they've weighed in on this. They want to convert land adjacent to koala corridors, so natural habitats for koalas, into, get this right, cemeteries for human beings.
So they're ripping down the koala habitat to make cemeteries?
Nope, they leave it forest cemeteries, Jordan.
Oh, okay.
So they're a startup. It'll cost you $1,000 to be buried in a koala habitat, and it'll help you protect the species as well, because obviously they can't go deforesting a cemetery where there's dead bodies. So
they normally are in cemeteries.
So the startup company owner said that they're going to help bypass politics to protect the land, and the Australian Koala Foundation has backed the idea, but says management plans are needed to protect wildlife from visitors. So which brings me to my question. Are you going cremation? Are you going like mummification, burial, or are you going koala habitat? Which one is kind of tickling your fancy at this point?
Considering I've only found out about it a minute ago.
Yes.
Koala habitat does sound kind of cool. I'm not going to lie.
I feel like it might be cheap as well. Do you think it might be cheaper? Because death can cost a lot.
Does it?
I don't know. Death and taxes are apparently pretty expensive.
Well, you're just billing the koalas.
Yeah.
You owe us 10,000 eucalyptus leaves.
And some sap. Can we please get some sap?
And then you go to see the koala, because they like sleep 23 hours a day or something like that. It's like,
that's it.
Oh, yeah. So we went to visit the koala to try and get him or her to pay the debts. Asleep. We'll try again tomorrow, I guess.
Well, it would be a peaceful other side for you if you do choose the koala habitat.
Yeah, there won't be too many koalas having a rave until 3 o'clock in the morning.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
I do want to talk about a wedding proposal that went wrong.
Uh-oh.
It's doing the rounds on social media. You may have seen the video.
No.
The reason it went wrong wasn't... But the woman said yes, they agreed to marry. So that's not the reason that it went wrong.
Well done. Yay, happy couple.
Congratulations.
Nice.
Have a sound effect.
Have a... Hey, come on now.
The best we could rustle up at short notice. Simo, I've got a picture, like a screenshot of the video showing why the proposal went wrong.
Yeah.
I'm going to show it to you. This is the exact moment that the proposal went wrong. Ooh. What can you see happening in that picture there?
Wow. All right. Looks like some people have... What the hell has gone on there?
There's a lot of arms and legs going in lots of weird situations.
Yeah, there's every which way. You got legs, like, in the air. You got another guy, like, tripping over. Well, where was the proposal?
Well, Simo, let me explain it as best I can.
Okay, right.
So the video, it looks like there's a guy who is going to the on a jetty or a pier on what looks like a lake.
Okay, so very picturesque.
Yes.
Get a nice backdrop for the special moment.
Yes, the lake looks quite similar to Lake Jindabyne. It's not.
Oh, all right.
I checked.
Yep.
But imagine, so that's kind of size lake.
Mm-hmm.
So guy goes to end of pier.
Yes.
Woman coming into pier via a boat.
Okay.
Boat does not pull up next to pier.
It's very elaborate.
But pulls up next to another boat, which is already tied to the pier.
Okay, so you got to go from boat to pier.
Yes.
Okay. I'll
so guy
it.
Thinks, okay, no bother. No, the boat that is attached to the pier isn't going anywhere.
Hmm.
So he steps from the pier to the boat that is tied up.
Crap.
Climbs over that boat.
Yes.
To so he's next to where the boat with the woman is in.
Hmm.
With me so far.
I'm with you.
For whatever reason, he doesn't get in the same boat with the woman.
He takes
but
a knee.
But decides to... He's not. Even, it doesn't take a knee because he's not actually in the... He's just like climbing to the outside of it. It's kind of weird. I don't know why he did it.
What? Yeah, but, you know, weird things go through your head when you're about to propose.
True.
Not that I've been there, but I assume that that's what, you know, it's like... Stress, anxiety, you know, there's a lot going on in the brain.
Yeah, it's a very nervy kind of time.
Last thing you want to deal with is the rules of flotation because you're dealing with the rules of flirtation.
Yes.
And some, you know, some people argue that flirtation sometimes takes over all bodily functions.
True.
Rather than being aware of your environment.
So far in the story, we've got one guy is proposing to a woman. They are both on separate boats, kind of leaning over the water towards each other.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Just as it looks like we've got the yes, because they embrace and hug, and traditionally they don't do that if there's a no.
Yep.
Just as they do that, for whatever reason, the driver of the woman's boat decides this is the perfect time to just floor it.
Really?
And go.
That's classic.
And they're both leaning over out of their respective boats, hugging each other.
Holding on for dear life.
And then just all of a sudden, the boat of the woman's in just takes off and arms and legs go flying. They both fall into the water. They're both fine.
What do you think happened? Like, clearly the boat driver... Is he a pilot? No, he's a captain.
Yeah.
Clearly the captain...
Not a very good one, but...
Clearly he's got some issues there. He's clearly, like... keeping something a little bit below the surface, would you say?
Oh, are you suggesting that he doesn't like the man in question?
Either that or, like, he's tried to propose to people before and people have said no. Like, there's something there that he's just snapped.
Or
accelerator.
Or he's drunk.
Well,
this is going to make a hilarious TikTok video.
Captains.
And it did.
Captains of boats notoriously pissed in, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean, etc. So maybe.
I don't think Pirates of the Caribbean was a documentary.
Did he have a red bandana and dreadlocks?
I don't think Johnny Depp was an actual pirate back in the 1700s or whenever those movies were set.
It wasn't Jack Sparrow who was piloting that boat.
Actually, now you mention it, in the video we don't actually see the captain of the boat. It could have been Captain Jack Sparrow.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.